Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a really focused look at Dale Reardon and tourism
Yeah,
success.
digging into their website content.
Exactly. We want to bring you the essential knowledge, especially if you're navigating the tourism and hospitality world. You're here because you want to get informed, but efficiently,
Yeah,
right?
quickly and thoroughly.
And that's precisely our goal here. To pull out the most valuable insights Dale Reardon offers, things that can actually help your tourism business, well, thrive.
We've gone through the website, the services, the background.
Yeah, everything. And honestly, there are some surprising bits, some really actionable takeaways, especially for like the smaller operators out there.
Absolutely. And you know what really jumps out first isn't just the list of services, it's the experience behind them.
Okay.
Well, think about it. Someone who did extremely well in law, first class honors, university medal, that kind of thing,
Right.
then pivots, successfully runs his own tourism businesses, B&Bs, for 8 years, transforming them significantly, by the way.
Okay, that is an unusual combination.
It really is. And then add on top, he got into digital marketing way back like 1996.
Wow, okay. Early adopter?
Definitely. And then there's his powerful advocacy for accessible travel. It all adds up to a pretty unique perspective.
Okay, let's drill down on that accessible travel piece because that feels really significant.
It is.
He's been legally blind since he was 17, the website says. So it's clear this isn't just, a cause he supports. It's his lived reality.
It shapes his whole approach. It's not just academic knowledge.
No, it sounds like it comes from a place of real, genuine understanding.
Yeah. And that international recognition. The 2022 Zero Project Award for Travel for All. That's quite
It
serious.
certainly adds weight. So how does this personal experience, how does it connect to helping, say, a small B&B owner?
Well, I think it translates into a much more empathetic and frankly practical understanding of the challenges these businesses face. He just inherently gets the diverse needs travelers might have, a perspective that honestly can sometimes be overlooked.
Right. It's not just ticking boxes for compliance.
No, exactly. It's about creating genuinely welcoming experiences. And, that can actually unlock a pretty significant market segment too.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so let's get into the nuts and bolts then, the core services he's offering. First one, email marketing advice.
Right.
Email.
Now, you hear some people say email is maybe a bit old hat, but his focus suggests it's still really important.
It really does. And the key thing here, I think, is that he's not offering to like do your email for you. He's focused on teaching you, empowering you with the strategies to do it effectively
Got
yourself.
it.
I mean, think about this stat he mentions. The industry average ROI is apparently like $36 to $45 back for every dollar you spend on email.
Wow. That's huge.
Phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
If it's done right. And his goal is teaching you how to get there.
So what does that teaching cover? What are the key bits?
Well, he breaks it down. Building a quality list that's fundamental, obviously.
Right, garbage in, garbage out otherwise. Exactly. Then crafting compelling copy stuff that actually gets opened and, read. Smart segmentation and personalization, so you're sending relevant messages, not just blasting everyone.
Makes sense.
Then automation, things like welcome emails, booking confirmations, pre-arrival info, post-stay follow-ups, even re-engagement campaigns for past guests.
Okay, so automating the key touch
Yeah,
points.
and he even covers design and deliverability, making sure emails look good and actually land in the inbox.
Which isn't always easy.
No,
True.
and crucially, measuring the results, seeing what works. And remember, this is all backed by, what, 25 plus years in digital marketing?
Yeah, that experience really underpins it. It's not just chasing the latest trend.
Not at all. It's about the fundamentals that work.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we pivot to AI, artificial intelligence for tourism.
Right, the big buzzword. This can feel kind of intimidating for small business owners, can it?
Totally. It can seem overwhelming or expensive.
So how does Dale approach it? How does he make it seem less scary?
Well, he frames it as a practical tool, almost like a virtual assistant, something that can genuinely save small tourism operators time and money.
Okay, a helper.
Exactly. And the key is his focus on accessible AI, solutions you don't need a massive budget or a tech team to use.
Right. So practical applications, what kind of things we're talking about?
It's actually quite broad. He moves beyond just theory, like using AI to help you write content.
Content like website copy, blogs.
Yeah, website copy, blog posts, emails, social media updates, even ad copy.
Okay, that could be a huge time saver.
Definitely. Freeing you up for other things. But also using AI to enhance your marketing strategy analyzing trends, maybe personalizing campaigns better.
Mm-hmm.
Operationally, too, things like automating answers to FAQs, or even summarizing guest reviews to quickly see what people are loving or, you know, what needs work.
Summarizing reviews automatically. That's interesting.
Yeah. And he also highlighted how it can boost your SEO, your online visibility, helping with keyword research, local optimization.
So it's really about demystifying it, showing user-friendly tools that can make a tangible difference.
That's exactly it. Don't get lost in the complexity. Focus on the practical wins.
Got it. Okay, next up, WordPress websites. Design and maintenance.
Right. The digital storefront.
Yeah. I mean, in today's world, your website is often that very first impression, isn't it?
Absolutely critical. And Dale's content really hammers home its role in attracting visitors and, crucially, driving direct bookings.
Ah, yes. Direct bookings. Always the goal.
Always. Cutting out those commission fees. So he's not just talking about a basic online brochure.
No. Oh, yeah.
No, it's about strategic design or redesign. And really important ongoing maintenance, all tailored specifically for tourism businesses.
Okay, so what are the key aspects of that service?
Well, things like custom design that actually matches your brand identity, intuitive navigation, making it easy for people to find what they need, and of course, mobile responsiveness. Absolutely essential now.
Can't argue with that. Everyone's on their phone.
Exactly. Then optimizing the site specifically to encourage those direct bookings.
Right. Clear calls to action, easy booking process.
Precisely. And building it with SEO in mind. Right from the start. Right. Technical SEO, site structure, page speed, local SEO, helping you actually get found.
And the maintenance piece that often gets forgotten.
So true. But he emphasizes reliable, ongoing maintenance and support. Keeping things updated, secure, running smoothly. You can't just set and forget a website.
Definitely not.
And it's worth noting, he specifically mentions being proficient with WordPress itself and things like the Genesis framework, page builders like Divi, Avada, Beaver Builder.
Okay, so he knows the tools.
Yeah, it suggests a pretty deep understanding of the platform. It's not just about making it look nice. It's about making it work effectively.
Right, performance and functionality. Okay, moving on to personalized coaching and consulting.
Yeah, this seems like where you get that direct one-on-one access to all that experience we talked about.
Tapping into his decades of know-how?
Exactly. It's about getting tailored advice. Not generic stuff, but guidance specific to your challenges and your ambitions in the tourism world.
What kind of areas does that coaching cover?
Well, a range of things. Developing your marketing strategy, who's your audience, what's your unique selling point, which digital channels make sense, SEO, email, AI.
Okay, the strategy part.
Yeah. And business development, profitability, booking in new revenue streams, becoming more efficient, pricing strategies.
Practical business stuff.
Right. Also guiding you through digital transformation, maybe integrating some of these newer tools. And importantly, weaving accessible tourism practices into your actual business model.
That accessibility piece keeps coming up.
It seems core to his philosophy.
Yeah.
And it's about having someone who hasn't just studied it, but actually lived it, navigated the industry successfully.
That lived experience must be invaluable. Okay, then there's his role as a podcast guest and speaker.
Right. This could be really useful for tourism groups or other podcasts looking for knowledgeable voices.
How does he position himself for that?
Well, insightfully, I think. He clearly lists his expertise areas. Tourism marketing, practical AI for small business, accessible travel, entrepreneurship.
Makes it easy for a host to see the fit.
Exactly. And he backs it up by mentioning previous appearances. ABC Radio, TV, The Guardian, specific podcasts like World Footprints, Hallway Chats.
Ah, so he provides social proof, basically. Credibility builders.
Yeah, that track record matters. And suggesting specific topics he can cover just makes it even easier for someone to say, yes, let's book him.
It shows he's prepared and understands what content creators need.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It feels proactive, collaborative, and then sort of related, he also positions himself as a media resource.
For journalists and bloggers?
Yeah, someone they can call for expert commentary.
On what kinds of topics?
Again, he's specific. Tourism trends, AI and hospitality, accessible travel, digital marketing, small business issues.
So being that go-to expert source.
Exactly. And he highlights not just the knowledge, but his ability to communicate clearly. Plus, that unique perspective from his lived experience, the award-winning status, it all adds up to being a potentially valuable contact for the media.
Okay, so pulling it all together, if you're a tourism business owner, why should you, you know, seriously consider reaching out to Dale Reardon in Tourism Success? What's the core pitch?
I think the key differentiators he emphasizes are pretty compelling. First, that real-world hands-on experience, transforming his own businesses.
Right, not just theory.
Proven results. A global perspective, he says, but with local understanding, and a real focus specifically on small and medium-sized tourism businesses.
Yeah, that SMB focus is important.
And I think we can't really overstate the impact of his personal journey. Running businesses successfully while being legally blind, that offers a kind of empathy, a unique problem-solving lens you probably won't find easily elsewhere.
Yeah, that combination is really striking. Professional expertise, practical application, and that deep personal understanding.
That's the blend that seems to set him apart.
So for you listening in, if you own or run a small tourism business, the takeaways seem pretty clear.
Yeah.
Dale Reardon and Tourism Success look like they offer this comprehensive range of expertise. From mastering email and using AI strategically,
right,
to building a website that actually drives direct bookings, getting that personalized coaching.
Right. And he's also out there as a voice in the industry, mm-hmm, through speaking and media.
And ultimately, the value proposition seems to be you get expert guidance tailored for tourism, yeah, giving you the knowledge, the strategies you need to, well, not just get by, but really succeed.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? Looking at all those areas, email, AI, your website, coaching, accessibility, which one feels like the biggest opportunity or maybe the biggest pain point for your business right now?
Yeah, that's a great question for you to reflect on and maybe take it a step further.
Yeah.
How could proactively leaning into just one of these areas, maybe trying one specific AI tool or making one concrete improvement for accessibility, how could that give you a real sustainable edge as the tourism landscape keeps, you know, shifting and evolving so fast? Good final thought. It's about being proactive, looking ahead, and positioning yourself strategically for what's coming next.